You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
DRD Gold, the mining company, gave us their full year's numbers for the financial year ended 30 June 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Neil Pretorius, to reflect on the company's performance and just get a sense of where to from here. Good evening, Neil. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start with reflections from the year that was certainly a busy year, almost a tale of two halves, one would think.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy where we finished. We're maybe not entirely happy with how we got there. I think if you look closely at the numbers, you'll see that our volume throughput was quite a bit down this year. We only managed to get about 86% of our targeted volume throughput through the plant this year. But we nonetheless managed to get about 93% of the targeted gold output to get that done. But it required a bit of innovation on the part of the team. So they did well to finally find those tons and get those tons through the plant. We had a few delays, which I think we spoke about in our earlier interview.
Mm. Neil, when we look at the operational side of the business, all-in sustained costs were up about 9%, but thankfully that was offset by average gold prices being 14% higher. The cost increases here, are they once-off kind of events? Are they just part of the operating cycle? What were the driving factors here?
No, they're very much a once-off phenomenon for the year, and as a result of having to chase tons, we had to go to some of the legacy sites where we were busy with cleanup operations and final lifting of legacy sites, and we had to accelerate the tonnages that we were recovering from those sites, simply because some of the new sites, let's call them the replacement high-volume sites, were being delayed on the one part by licensing delays and also in part due to a bit of community interference that we had in construction work at one of the other sites. Mm. So that was because of it's more expensive to lift material with yellow machines. Typically our mining takes place by way of high pressure hydraulic mining or water mining, but in a very big portion of our throughput this year was mechanical lifting and hauling. That's behind us now. We finally managed to get all of these sites up and running. So from January onwards, systematically, they started to stabilize. So the profile is looking a lot better now. And we're well positioned to not have a similar situation this year and in the years to come.
Mm. Neil, when you say well positioned, what does the business operation look like going into the new financial year? Are there any still outstanding licenses that need to be finalized and sorted out? Have all of the obstacles, for lack of a better term, been sort of cleared out the way?
Well, the whole plan is to, by 2028, have a fairly substantial a reset of both volume throughput and also in terms of gold production. So at the moment, what we would, let's call this an interim period, so to speak, a building period. We reinvesting quite a bit of money at our Far West operations to build a new tailings facility and to also double the size of that plant. And at Ergo, which is the operation that we have just east of Johannesburg, that operation, it ran through, let's call it its first phase, the initial phase of mining. It was a 12-year life. And we've managed to accumulate sufficient resources to extend that life quite significantly. But that also requires a capital investment to increase the size of deposition infrastructure. That's happening from between now and in 2027, June of 2027. So what we needed really was to make sure that we had a sufficient number of reclamation sites to give us the volume throughput and the production profile to sustain a funding model. And at least we're at a position now where we can say with a reasonable degree of certainty that that which we require to fund this expansion and reinvestment and also to motivate the, let's call it the fallback funding that we put in place, that has now been put in place. But it's really a matter now of working towards financial year 2028. We call it Vision 2028, to get to a point where we're producing 6 tons of gold a year, which is 1 ton up from what we saw last year, and with throughput close to 3 million tons per month.
Mm-hmm. Neil, let's look at the dividend paid out of the income reserves this time around. The business obviously benefiting from stronger revenue numbers. Revenues were up for the year, and as we said, the average gold price was up as well. The decision to pay out of income reserves, take me through that from a management point of view, but also what it means for the liquidity of the business.
Yeah, certainly. So we started the year, the financial year, with just over 2.5 billion rand in the bank. We spend all of that on a solar farm. So we've got 60 megawatts of solar capacity, electricity capacity, and that is now being fed into Ergo. It's systematically being introduced into Ergo. We also built a very large battery storage facility, 160 megawatt storage facility. That's all part of positioning the business now for this next phase, this next 14-year-odd phase starting in financial 28. The business was still cash positive in terms of operational cash flows. You'd see that we made just over 2 billion rand in operating cash operating profit. However, most of the savings had gone into the solar plant. And as I said earlier, we're also planning some fairly significant capital reinvestment and capital expenditure. As a consequence, the dividend is fairly modest. And the decision on the part of the board is that, you know, we'll continue to pay dividends for as long as we have positive cash flows, net of growth capex. So we'll borrow money for projects, for growth capex, but we won't borrow money for dividends. And because we didn't have to borrow any money this year, we were in a position to take some of our earnings and distribute that to shareholders.
It's quite a smart approach to not want to have to lean into debt to finance that dividend payout. It makes for very prudent management. Before I let you go, Neil, I want to take a look at, I picked up something on the balance sheet, and it was under the non-current assets. You've got a line item that says payments made under protest. It's 45 million rand there. It's probably the first time I've seen this on a balance sheet. Do you want to take me through what that is? Just interesting number that stood out there.
Yeah, and certainly we stopped paying the Ekurhuleni municipality the surcharge on electricity supply into the Ergo plant. We said the substation belongs to Eskom. There's zero municipal infrastructure between the substation and Ergo, so we're not paying you the 40% surcharge. So they're suing us for it. They threatened to discontinue the power supply, but we managed to interdict them from doing that. So that's been accumulating over time. As it is, we no longer draw power from Ekurhuleni with a solar power station. So that's just going to be a dispute that will end up before a judge at some point or another. The saving was very significant, though. It's been ongoing for a number of years now, and we saved a lot of money. You know, I think it's a 30% surcharge for sending you a bill, and we just said no, we're not going to pay this. And they're not happy with it, So they issued a summons against it, and we have to reflect it somewhere, but we'd be confident that we're strong on the merits.
Certainly the most interesting way to reflect this on a balance sheet. As we wrap up, Neil, the green efforts of the business, you've touched on them in brief, and you've mentioned that, of course, Vision 2028 involves a lot of capex that's going to be put into the business. Part of that capex is 7 billion rand that is sort of earmarked for one of the divisions within the business. And I want to just get a sense of, beyond Ergo and the Far West gold recoveries business, how much is earmarked from a business perspective for expansionary projects over the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
So this tailings dam that we're building, 800 million tons, that's enough to receive all of the tailings in that area. So in as much as our neighbors are looking for a solution for their pollution, if I may put it that way, the solution is being built. And we're definitely open to some form of collaboration to ultimately collaborate in the cleanup of that entire area, or play a role in the cleanup of that entire area.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in the new financial year and towards Vision 2028. Certainly nice to see a mining company making a conscious effort to go greener from their operations, but also build a more sustainable community around them. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights, Neil. That's Neil Pretorius, Chief Executive at DRD Gold, reflecting on the year that was 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.